Now, am I right in assuming that this triptych is one of the key works?
It's a synthesis. Yes, I would say so. It's sort of it's using the sort of high skyline of Upwe, but in a more ethereal way, because I've sort of eliminated the tonal quality of it and used the sort of sparsely sort of modulated part of the country and put them all together. And it's more, it's a synthesis of that sort of Victorian landscape that I...
One of the things that when I first began to look at your work that struck me was the fact that you were the only person that I've ever encountered who'd come to terms with the fact that the Australian landscape was basically monotonous. And yet you seem to be able to achieve this feeling of monotony without making the picture monotonous.
Yes. Well, it's perfectly true. It is monotonous. You know, it is. There is no, in the sense that when I worked in England, and I made gouache paintings outside, mainly in Sussex, which is very lush, and you know, every painter that had sat down in England or stood up or whatever it was he did, you know, I mean, the countryside, in fact, because of the Englishman's love of the countryside, everything was symmetrical. You know, they planted trees here and they put a church there. And everything was in the right place. But the point is, it's perfectly true in Australia. There is no focal point. And obviously it was too good a thing for me to pass up. And the fact, if there's going to be no focal point in a landscape, then it had to build into the paint.
But that's a very daring thing to, a daring decision to have come to. To make a picture without a focal point is something that...
Well, there's no focal point there, that's the point. I mean, you know...
You took it from nature, but to carry it into art...
Well, Australians just don't pick the best spots. You know, Catholics may build their church on the highest hill, but generally speaking, Australians do not build their houses on the best spots, or they don't consider it. The early pioneers may, but they were very English, and they thought of it. Once the first flush of Englishmen had left Australia, you know, it became like a permanent camp, like a tent city everywhere. They did not think about where they put things.
It's a little bit different in Sydney, because I suppose the harbour gave a focal point to it.
Well, maybe, yes. That's what I think that's... Yes. Well, that's obvious.
But it's not true of the countryside as a whole, the bush.
Well, I think the countryside outside of Sydney is very much like the rest of Australia.
Yes.
Haphazard and like a permanent camp. Tent city. And the galvanised iron roofs do look like it too, in a way.
Well, that was a very revolutionary thing to carry into art, to realise.
Oh, well, it's a literary thing. I don't think that in itself is important. I think only the pictures, if they're any good. If, you know, and looking at these, you know, I doubt it.
Oh,
some of them.
Nonsense.
But the point is, I mean, you know, it must depend on the picture to tell the story, not. Not a decision that I made or anything.
It's a stupid thing to ask, but you do achieve this effect of unfocused elements, and yet the work hangs together.
Well, sorry, interrupting you, but yeah, sure, because you know, basically, I want it to be a picture. It's a picture. I'm a great museum. I'm a great museum person in the sense that.
You know the history of art.
Well, I mean, I don't know it. I don't say I know it, but I mean, you know, I do basically eventually see pictures hanging in museums, you know, and the story is a continuous one. You know, and I think, you know, the field of the painting is terribly important.
Well, obviously, one of the things you use is a sort of unifying colour, which spreads through the whole thing, which gives it a unity.
And then plus the scale.
But... Now, I'm sort of perhaps bringing my ideas into this, but one of the delights that I find in your painting is that when you look at a tiny little detail, it has the surprise and the vividness that you get when you look at a little leaf or a tiny plant, a detail in the landscape here. The overall effect can be one of unfocused monotony, and yet in detail, little bits can have an opalescent beauty about them. And it's occurred to me that in the way you touch your colour onto the canvas in certain parts, that you have this concentration of very beautiful little details over a broad area.
Well, if what you say is true, it's accidental. I mean,
it's not a conscious thing.
That's what I would like to do, but I mean, if I put a mark on the canvas and it's not right, I very quickly take it out.
Yeah.
But I can't sort of reconcile. You know, I mean, if you read that into it, that's fine. Yeah, sure. I think, you know, I certainly think that one spot should be the whole thing or nothing. And yes.
Well, I can perhaps explain myself.
No, I didn't quite
clearly. Yeah. But when you walk in the bush, the overall effect, if you're just not looking closely at it, general impression is one of greyness, dullness,
yes.
monotony.
Yeah. Oh,
but if you look
yes.
closely at the details, absolute beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Yes, I don't think the bushes are dull. I mean, I could imagine if you had to. I mean, I'm a suburban boy. Mm. I would under no circumstances live in the bush. I mean, but yes, I see that quite clearly. Yes.
And this is what I find, that in a little touch like that, you find a merging, blurring of colour that has almost an opalescent vividness about it.
Yes. Well, if it works, then I'd agree with you. well, yes, certainly, I agree. I mean. I must say they were the hardest pictures I've ever had to paint, although I must confess they, on the face value, they looked to be the easiest, but I probably worked harder on those pictures probably than I'd have on any other.
Mm-hmm.